USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a rough start to the week on Wall Street. Stocks falling sharply as investors worried about aggressive rate hikes by the Fed Reserve ahead of this week's annual gathering in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The Dow on Monday losing over 600 points. Elon Musk is subpoenaing former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey for evidence in his October trial against the social media platform. Musk is being sued over trying to break his agreement to buy the company for $44 billion. The Tesla CEO is attempting to prove Twitter isn't telling the full truth about how many bots are accounted for among its daily active users. Former President Trump filed a motion Monday to have investigators stop going through items seized at his Florida home. The former president demanding a special watchdog group be appointed to review the evidence. USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Last-minute preparations are underway as NASA prepares to launch its Artemis 1 mission a week from today. The space agency is scheduled to give an update later Monday night from Florida's Space Coast. The mission marks the beginning of a program aimed at getting humans back to the moon after 50 years. Officials say they're hoping to have the first woman and person of color on the lunar surface by 2025. And automaker's shares are taking a hit after a judge makes a decision.
Ford Motor Company shares dropped 5% in early morning trading Monday following a $1.7 billion jury verdict that blames inadequate roof strength that caused the death of two people in Georgia. An estimated 5.2 million Ford trucks have these weak roofs that provide virtually no protection in a rollover, the verdict claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
With the Senate not in session on Monday, the top Republican, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is speaking in Georgetown, Kentucky, and he believes it's important to support Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
Now, here's what Putin thought. He thought it would divide NATO. He thought he'd waltz into Ukraine. He may have even had dreams that he was going to be welcomed. But he had underestimated Vladimir Zelensky.
He notes that instead of bringing NATO apart, the invasion has already caused two more countries to join the alliance. McConnell stressing it's important not to lose focus on supporting Ukraine as the months drag on. A new poll shows many Americans are worried forgiving student loan debt is likely to make inflation worse. According to a poll from CNBC, about 6 in 10 Americans think inflation could worsen. The poll comes just ahead of an expected Biden administration announcement on student debt. Lawyers for convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz are trying to convince a jury he doesn't deserve the death penalty. In her opening statement, the lead public defender cited mitigating circumstances that include a family history of drug and alcohol abuse, along with the early death of his father. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 students and staff at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.